Welcome to your five for the day. You may have tuned in recently and heard me mention that shortly my daughter-in-law will be giving birth to twins. As my wife was talking about the imminence of this wonderful event, her mind started to wander down all sorts of avenues, one of which focused on names. What name would the parents give the children? These days, traditional names like John and Janet seem to have gone out of the window. Names like India, Brazil, Kai, and Bert Wiener are to be heard. When taking registers as a teacher, one would often identify the interests of parents by the names they had given their children. Names of sports people, film stars, politicians, discoverers, etc., etc. As my wife moved into the world of speculation, I couldn't help reflecting on the names of some Bible characters and their meanings. Sometimes these names reflected the child's character, sometimes important events, past, present, or future, sometimes family circumstances at the time of birth. The Bible name Adam means of the ground. In keeping with the Bible's teaching regarding creation, and the origin of the first man. This is why in funerals we often hear the phrase dust to dust, as this is the material to which we shall ultimately return. Jacob's name in the Bible means a supplanter or cheat, as sadly this would be reflected in his character as recorded in Genesis chapter 27 onwards. Samuel in the Bible has a name meaning heard of God. It gives testimony to the fact that eventually, after much prayer, his childless mother was granted the gift of a son. Maybe you hear the name Methuselah used of people of a great age. In the Bible, he lived longer than any other human being, as his name means, when he is dead, it shall come. The "it" referred to the flood of Noah's day, when God chose to use this to judge the sinful world of that era. However, in his mercy, he delayed the flood to give maximum opportunity to repent of their sin, so averting that judgment. However, for the Christian, the most wonderful and precious name in the Bible is that of Jesus. In Bible times, this was a common name, sometimes rendered as Joshua. But there was nothing common about the bearer of this name. It indicates the purpose of his birth and life. The name means Savior, or He shall save His people from their sins. The name was given to Joseph, as recorded in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And how glad I am for the person who grew from infancy to manhood and carried that name. He even carried that name to Calvary. You may remember that the Roman governor of the day decreed that a plaque was to be nailed to his cross, saying, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Even as he was impaled on that cross, the reason for his crucifixion was given. He was dying to save his people, to save me from my sins and their consequence. Thank God he also carried that name back into heaven, from whence he had come, as recorded in Acts chapter 1, verse 11. As we ponder names, is the name of Jesus precious to you, or used as a term of blasphemy? When we embrace him and welcome him into our lives, what a difference he makes, both for time and eternity. Think on that name and its meaning today, and put your faith and trust in him. Again, we thank you for joining us on your five for the day.